and about and I'm hyped, but welcome, welcome. It's been a long 2 weeks, and if you have been following us on inspiration.com, we've been giving you back-to-back amazing and beautiful content to think on, to inspire you, to, you know, keep you going. So we're back again to another episode of Talk with Lois, and it's a bi-weekly podcast show. Today I'm going to be talking about something really interesting. It's just me, right? Because I mean, there is no one here. I know it's just me for now, so get used to my voice. I'm going to be talking about something really interesting, and I called it, or I tagged it, or termed it, personality challenges. Right? I'm pretty sure you're wondering what she wants to say. So maybe you might have a clue. But let's just talk, okay? So, what does it mean for someone to have a personality? Crazy question, right? Who doesn't know what personality is, or who doesn't know what someone having a personality is? Okay, so basically, your personality is you. Everything about you, in terms of everything about you, I'm just putting that way. I don't want to go too deep. I'm just scratching the surface. So I'll just say your personality is everything about you. How you exude your mood, how you react or respond, the things you like, the things you don't like, your hobbies, you know, in a general framework, I would just say that's your personality, right? And I'll just move quickly to how do you get your personality. So now we're going a little bit deep. How do you get your personality? For starters, I would say first off is your childhood. Starts with childhood. A lot of things start with you growing up, your upbringing. I would say childhood first and go to upbringing, but let's talk about a little bit about childhood. So growing up, there are some things you might want to do. Like, I mean, everybody wanted to be something that they are not. Now they are in their teenage age, or they are adults, and they look back and they're like, oh my god, when I was growing up I wanted to be an actor, oh my god, when I was growing up I wanted to be this, I wanted to be a doctor, but see my life now, I'm doing makeup on social media, you know, those kind of things. So everybody wanted to be something, sure, but that's not the point. The point here is that how were you brought up when you were growing up? How did your parents bring you up? If you were the type that your parents would go out and then you'd want to go see a friend or you want to hang out, but then your parents would be like, no, you have to be indoors because I'm out and I don't want you out because there's nobody to watch you. And they eventually continue doing this and doing this. Sometimes you might get conditioned and eventually grow up to be the indoor person. But sometimes there are some people, like, they know they agree. Once they grow up, it's their time to shine. Freedom. Take over. They're exploring everywhere. So it depends, okay? So you see the things now that I guess you need to play here, okay? So there are different things, basically, that can switch or can make your personality grow, you know, and stuff. So that's just the point I'm trying to bring in. Your upbringing, how you, your parents. So I don't know how they brought you up. Me, I know how they brought me up, but I don't know how they brought you up. So what I'm saying is, I just want you to start maybe thinking, putting two and two together to, you know, I'm laying the foundation. So follow me here as I lay the foundation. So basically, yeah, those are the things that can add up to your job. And then your environment, like your environment in general. Who are the people you grew up with? What kind of surrounding did you find yourself? Okay, did you find yourself amongst friends that were maybe spoiled, in the sense of, like, you know, little kids now, mommy I want ice cream, they get ice cream, mommy I want chocolate, they get chocolate, mommy daddy, they get everything they want. So did you find yourself among those people, and then you grew up to be that kind of person? You grew up to be materialistic, you grew up to be, please do not misquote me. I'm not saying if you grew up around these people you are definitely going to, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just stating possibilities here and there, you know, just follow me as I'm laying the blog basically, so you don't get confused. So like I was saying, your surrounding, did you find yourself among people that wanted to learn? Did you find yourself amongst adults mostly? Like, it was just your big uncle and your big auntie and your... Did you find yourself amongst... okay, people you meet. Did you find yourself as this person? Now, your mother was always in church. Like me, my mother was always in church, so... had no choice. Did you find yourself like that? Your mother was always in church, so you just had to be in church, you know? Your mother was, you know, loved the things of the Lord, so you had to love the things of the Lord too. I mean, that was me. So I'm proud, you know. So did you find yourself in that kind of situation and, you know, grew up to be that, or grew up to want to see the other side? And, you know, these things are not fixed, but they can be contributing factors. That's the bottom line I'm saying. So we're just adding here and there to just stick these contributing factors around. So now the crux of the matter, or I would say the core, like the point, the part where you reach ground, basically. I don't know what's wrong with me today, but I'm just saying the pinpoint of the matter is that, where do we start facing these challenges, okay? Where do we start facing? We start facing these challenges where we cannot balance what we have become. Let me start with this. There is a difference in what we have become and what we should become. What you ought to be and what you should be. I mean, what is and what ought to be. These are basics. So there is a difference between what you ought to be and what you should be. For example, you find out that you're a materialistic person that does not have the money to live the lifestyle that you want to live. What you should do is work, get money, and provide yourself with all those materialistic, in quotes. But what you're now doing is that you're living a fake life, you are borrowing, you are begging. No, you see the difference here. So now, back to base. There is a difference between in our personalities, right? There is a difference between what we should be and what we are. I don't know if you're getting me, in the sense that you grow up basically to be, okay, you're like 20, 21, 22, 23, 30, give it whatever age. But how you grew up is flawed, and nobody is saying that this flaw is a bad thing. No. It is one thing to notice that you have a flaw, it is another to correct, and it is a different thing entirely to just leave it like that. So now, you grew up in a household where your opinion was always heard, you were always correct, everything you wanted, you got. In your parents' mind, you can never do wrong, you always made sense, you know, that kind of stuff. And then you go out into the world, and you meet certain people, and you're debating over your opinions. Like, you already have that guard that my opinion should be here, my opinion is correct, but at that point in time, it is not. But you don't want to see past it because there is an underlying factor. This is how you grew up. Now, that's the problem. I just used that as an example. It happens, mind you. But I just used that as an example. That's the problem. Balance. We don't know how to balance. I would say a lot of us have gotten addicted to ourselves. When I say addicted to ourselves, in the sense that we only want to matter. We only want us to be valid. We only want our problems to be valid. We only want our challenges to be valid. We don't want to look at other people. We only want our opinions to be valid. And it is like, that is not how life works. There must be a compromise. There must be a general consensus. People have to come together, you know, to make sense. You're not the only one that can make sense. So it's like, you have to strike a balance, basically. Stop being addicted to yourself. That's where the whole personality challenge starts. Because you, two heads are better than one. You're giving a solution to a problem that is not all-encompassing. that can be tautology, encompassing, all-encompassing, whatever. But you get the point. You're giving a solution to a problem. I come up with another solution. If we merge these two together, we can take out a bit of our parts and then make perfect sense. But then you just want your own to be out there, and it cannot cover the whole ground that we want to cover. And then we're trying to tell you, but then you're saying, no, you don't want it this way, blah, blah, blah. You're trying to make a scene. And it's like, you get the point. You have to strike a balance. You have to know that other people matter. You have to know that life cannot be looked at only from your angle or perspective, because that is blindedness, in quotes. That is looking at life from a very partial view, because what my perspective is going to be entirely different from your perspective. But we can merge it to make sense together. I hope I'm making sense. So when you see someone has a different opinion, a different idea, a different belief altogether, you don't just discard it. You don't just put yourself out there. You don't just be addicted to yourself. Be open-minded to learn from other people, to see things and to view things the way other people view it. And then that way you can be diverse intellectually and then learn better. And another thing that I would also like to talk about is that one serious personality challenge that I can also see that we have is the ability to be able to balance our relationships. You know, like, just like I said, if you know that you cannot handle someone that is not like you, don't go and be making someone else's child feel bad. Don't go and be making someone else's child feel like the person is not enough. Please, that's someone's name. Just be true to the person and be like, okay, in fact, you already know that this person is not like me. Once you interact, once you get to know this person, like one or two chit chats and all of that. So why go further into a relationship or even a friendship or whatnot? Like, why pressure? And then you start saying you want to change this person. If you know you cannot handle it, please and please go for someone that you know is like you exactly. If you know you cannot cope, if you know you can't deal, I mean, that's your cup of tea. Go for, it is not bad, it is what you want. And you know what you want. So go for what you want. Don't go for something else and try to change it into what you want, you know. I think we've had this problem a couple of times. I've also like been a victim, or I've also done it. I was not being a victim. Okay, I've been a victim and I think I've done it too. But it's not bad to learn, and it's not bad to unlearn too. So that's why I'm telling you, if you know that, okay, oh, I'm not willing to change 90% of me because I feel I'm good and that's good, and you go for somebody like that. It is not a do or die affair. If you know you cannot, you're not able to balance your personality with someone else's, please don't give somebody heartache and sleepless nights. Go for someone that you know that is like you. That's one very key thing that, you know, that's even the major thing that is really prominent here when it comes to personality challenges. The ability for us to be able to balance all those feelings, emotions, opinions with other people. And just to wrap this up, in conclusion, I would really like to say you can be your problem. Like, give you the benefit of the doubt, like, okay, you can't be your problem, you know, and all of that. But no, I'm going to shake this table just before I end. I'm going to shake. You are your problem, not you might be. You are your problem. If you have a personality challenge, I'm not judging you. Like I said earlier, if you are listening to me very well, it's one thing to know that you have a flaw. It's one thing to correct. It is one thing to just leave it there. You know you have this problem of not being able to balance things out with people. You always want to come first. You everything is you are your problem, because the world is not a you world. No man can live in isolation. Nobody is Mr. Perfect or Mrs. Perfect. So when you notice these flaws, your parents are not perfect, so there might be some things that they did to you while growing up, or things that they encouraged while growing up, that when you're now finally grown, you realize that, okay, this wasn't nice, this wasn't how it was supposed to be done. And you have that power to unlearn that, because now you know. But then you keep following in that trend, and maybe one or two people have even noticed and complained, and then you keep following, and then sometimes you even blame to your friends, that's how I was brought up. You know that that's how you were brought up. One, you know that it is not good. Two, three, what are you doing about it? So that is why I just came to the fact that you are your problem. If you notice these things and you have refused to change, you are your problem, because our personality matters a lot. The way we express emotions, the way we react and not respond, the way we respond, you know, in itself shows a lot about us in terms of control, in terms of maturity, in terms of intelligence. Different things that we can exude just by judging from our personalities. Someone that is really smart can just, you know, 1 or 2 minutes, your language, body tone, everything can say it all. And it is something that is really key and really, really important in life. Like, your personality really matters. You hear people say, first opinion matters. First impression matters, brother. What did you impress to the person? It was what you showed to the person. What did you show? It was your personality or a part of you that you revealed, you know. So my advice for everyone out there, like, be intentional about yourself. Take a paper and pen if you need to. The faintest ink is smarter than the smartest brain. Smarter than the smartest brain, whatever. So basically, take a pen and a paper. Take your phone, your notepad, whatever. Think about you. Sit down with yourself. What is it that I'm doing? Okay, you can even use your past relationship to even judge. What is it that I'm doing that is not nice? What is it that I'm doing that I feel that is toxic and I need to change? What is it that I'm doing that, you know, does not make sense, doesn't add up to who I want to be? Sit down and ask yourself these questions. Write them down if you have to. Start working on them. Be intentional about these things, because it is the little things that matter. It is the little things that people see in the big things that you do that makes a difference, actually. So guys, that's all I'm going to leave with you for this Friday. I hope you have a turnt weekend. Go there, spoil yourself, have fun, you know, enjoy. And don't forget to check out our inspiration.com. We have amazing, amazing, amazing content to give to you. And we have beautiful articles and pieces that are going to spoil your mind, make you think, make you sit down with yourself, and just encourage you to develop and be the best version of yourself that you can be. So till we see you again in 2 weeks' time, till you hear my voice in 2 weeks' time, on Sunday, we're going to be doing an episode of Pray with Clovis. So head to the website and you're going to find every single thing you need right there. So bye for now.